Hey sibling, you are listening to the Unmasking Unschool podcast. This is for visionaries, creatives, and change makers who happen to be autistic, who are done with pathology paradigms, the masks and misinterpretations of the past, and the burnout cycles that come from trying to fit in with what doesn't work. You are here to create new aligned life structures, to innovate industries, to design liberatory solutions, and create new culture by becoming yourself. My name is Louisa Shirey. I'm an artist, coach, and founder of Solar Systems. This is all about you getting unstuck, reinventing and elevating your sense of self, having the social context and frameworks to make a life that makes sense for how you make sense so you can finally experience who you're here to be in your fullness. Let's deep dive into it. Hey sibling, my partner's away, my kids are asleep, it's raining outside, and it's dark, and I wanted to record this episode because it feels current, and so maybe it's current for you. This is all about the danger of over-identifying with your environment, with the material conditions of your life, with the ways in which your life is reflecting an idea of who you are. To talk about this, I'm going to use a super literal metaphor from a period of my life in which I felt stuck. All of my energy was going to maintaining a life that just didn't reflect me. It didn't reflect what I wanted, what I needed, and wasn't conducive to a satisfying, fulfilling, nurturing, expansive, expressed experience of who I was. It sort of felt like a waiting zone. You know, like how planes circle sometimes until there's a runway in which they can land. It was like that, like looping, repeating, same day, in and out, groundhog, stuck, just waiting for something outside of me that meant that I would then be able to finally start living my life. And so here I was being a receptionist. I'd applied to a temporary workers agency. And so I was doing all these temp jobs, receptionist or office admin, something, and being sent for a week here, a week there in different offices, mostly in central London. And there was one particular office that I was meant to be for 2 weeks. And I ended up being there for 2 years, 2 years of Groundhog Day, 2 years of wasting my energy, my strengths, my dreams, time, avoiding the hard decisions, the bold choices that would create actual change, and instead just waiting for the change to happen to me, which of course it did. But it wasn't the change that I wanted. After 2 years, the company shut down. And I was without a job and I had to get my shit together in a new direction. The universe pushed me because I was waiting. So me, receptionist, nylon tights, office worker clothes that were really uncomfortable. I was answering the occasional phone call. I was doing photocopying, filing, stuff that was super easy, low demand. And yet the entire maintenance of this role was costing me, right? I was commuting into central London, working 9 to 5, doing a job in which I didn't feel reflected, I didn't believe in, I didn't feel any sense of meaning, and I didn't enjoy. But my entire environment and who I was being was affirming that this is who I was. This is what I was. I was a receptionist. Now in your life, yeah, obviously there's more to you than a job title. But if you think about it, there are ways that you show up to the relationships, to your day to day, how you move about your home, your neighborhood, the places that you go, the work that you do, maybe the social categories of identity that are ascribed to your body and your characteristics, all of the meanings and assumptions and projections and messaging and values that are associated with those categories, all of that, all of your environment contains these assumed roles, these assumed versions of who you are. Even the way that buildings are designed, the ways that towns are planned, home interiors, all of these are containing decisions that someone else made, assumptions about how you move, your perceive, how your body works, what you do, and who you are, what you are, how much that environment is looked after, the way it's shaped. All of it is feedback, right? And then the relationships and who we've been being and the ways in which people get accustomed to that and so relate to us as the person that we've always been being. And so this feedback is like a looping, repetitive messaging that becomes the most reliable reality, the most consistent reality. And then you adapt to it and it becomes the unconscious self that you start being accustomed to being. There's just the way it is, and there's just who you are when you are being in the way it is. And even if it's good and you're winning, you're rewarded, it's working, but it's a version of you and it's not all of you, or it's not working at all, right? And you know that you're not happy. Chances are that there are aspects of this that no longer feel like a choice and that it's hard to see beyond it. And there's aspects of self then that just feel like who you are. This is the reality and the self that then becomes your identity. So me as a receptionist was stuck. I identified with that environment to a degree that I couldn't see options outside of it. I was dreaming about things, but I wasn't acting on them. And I kind of got used to it. It was like I got used to dreaming. I got used to waiting. And it just felt like that was my lot. That's kind of who I am right now. And that's kind of what my life is like. And so when you're thinking about what you are wanting to make happen, and if you're really thinking about, fuck, I have one life. What do I want to do with it? If I could really choose, and I could choose anything, if there were no negative consequences, if I knew I could just go about making that happen and I wouldn't fail, if I knew that, what is it that I would do? If you're thinking about that, I want to ask you, why aren't you living that now? The chances are that a lot of the reasons that come up are because you've over-identified with some aspect of your reality as it is right now, your material current conditions, what all of that is saying about who you are. Chances are you've over-identified with your conditions and mistaken it for yourself. And what I want to talk about today is that's not who you are. The second that you think you know, the second that you've decided or got used to or adapted to a certain way that things are and a certain version of you, it's a bit like walking down the path of life and then stopping and plonking down, sitting yourself and being like, cool, that will do. But you don't actually know what's around the corner, what's possible, what would happen if you took a different path, what paths are available. You just know this version of you. You aren't a consistent fixed self. You aren't separate from your environment, but how do you become someone who can influence, who can shape it? And the first step in this is becoming aware of all of the ways in which you've unconsciously agreed with, identified with, adapted to, said yes to, accepted, allowed what is as your current reality and as your current self. So getting unstuck, creating change on purpose is becoming aware of all of the things that you've unconsciously agreed with. Right now, I'm in my very own process of looking at all the things I've agreed with and looking at the self that I've become. And I'm starting to feel my edges in the sense that the shell, the home, the version of my life I've identified with, the persona, the identity that I've become is feeling a little bit tight. It's no longer fitting. And I'm having that stirring, like, urge for something else, something new. And that something new isn't starting from scratch. It's taking everything I'm doing to another level. And where I'm starting with that is becoming aware of the version of self that I've identified with, that I've become accustomed to, that is a reflection of all of the choices that I'm now living. And so where I'm starting is recognizing that that self isn't all of who I am. And so who is it that has created the next level that I'm looking for? Who is that version of me? The version of you that has made the thing that you want happen. Who is that? There are two systems of change inside of the Unmasking Unschool. One of them is the solar system, which is all about identity transformation. And the other is the power system, POWA, Pyramids of Wise Action, becoming aware of the working assumptions that you are living out, becoming aware of all of the ways in which your habitual thinking, the habitual actions, the past conditions of your life, all of the ways that you habitually react to life, so that you can recognize all of the places in which you actually have more choice, so that you can start to use that choice to make new decisions, to take new actions, and to start showing up in a new way, becoming the version of you that has already created the results that you want. So the power system is really about reality transformation, and the solar system is about identity transformation. And these sort of fit inside of each other in a holarchic way. There's a third system that I'm also working on that I'm going to be sharing in a few months' time and unveiling. And that's much more about turning up the volume on everything that works in terms of how you are self-expressed. And that is part of also the up level that I'm in. There is something about how I want to show up that is another level to what I'm doing now. And it's uncomfortable, and I've never done it before. But in recognizing all of the arenas in which I have choice, then the repeated actions that I'm currently living allows me to start to make different choices. The current version of you, the self that you've identified with, and the problems that that self is facing will contain a bunch of beliefs, contain the reality that you've adapted to, contain the limitations that you've just accepted. And so it's not so much the problem that you're facing that needs solving, so much as the lens, the way that you are looking at it, the perspective that you have on it, being from your current self rather than the self that solved it. The future self that you're becoming, the self that has created what you're wanting to create, has a different lens, is looking at your problem from the perspective of having solved it, from the solution. That invites a different awareness of choice and invites new thinking and making different decisions, so that you can start to experience, meet, discover, find out parts of yourself that you haven't yet been. And so what you might be thinking is an external problem is often first an internal one, because of how you are interpreting the problem from the self that is perceiving it as a problem rather than the source of your growth. If you think about a time in your past when you did something that you didn't know that you were capable of until you'd done it, or something that you overcame, or a really difficult time that you got through, it's in those times that the self that you are now was made, right? They required you to evolve your sense of self. They gifted you with a different type of clarity and wisdom for what life is like, what reality is. And therefore, you got to be more of who you are as a material expression. So these systems are about facing the now, saying yes to the lessons, because the lessons of now indicate the type of growth and the self that you're being invited to meet. You hate your job? Good. Welcome it. What is that revealing about a decision that you need to make? Your friendships are exhausting. What is that showing you about how you are showing up to those friendships? Your dreams are gathering dust because you gave up on the first fail. But what is that first fail showing you about your particular path to making it happen? You want more financial resources. What is your relationship to money right now? You've been dealing with people mistreating you. Seems to be happening over and over, right? What is it that needs acknowledgement or processing or witnessing? A new boundary, a new skill, a new level of discernment so that you can have a different experience. I want to give you something tangible to take away from this episode. So becoming aware of all of the choices that we've stopped seeing is a first step. The second step I want to give you is to carve out space. So this could be physical space. It could be that in your home, you are creating a space that is dedicated to what's next, right? And you fill that up with things that are resonant with or speaking to where you're going, what you want. It could be that it's a headspace, right? Or time in your calendar. It could be that you are making space in a notebook or a voice notes app where you are allowing the parts of you that are yet to be expressed, to be felt, to be experienced, get your attention and your energy and your belief that, yeah, I'm taking this seriously. Carve out a space where that is becoming more real. Another way that you can do this is relational space. This is having a coach. When I was starting Solar Systems, my entire environment was feeding back to me that who I was a parent of young children, homeschooling while changing nappies during a pandemic. So none of it was pointing to the self that I wanted to create and experience and the life that I was building. And I had to carve that time out. Right, where I could find it, half an hour here, 20 minutes there, right, when my kids had gone to sleep or when my partner took them out for an hour or so. And that time I was dedicating to what I was building next. And then I also started working with a coach, which provided relational space within which that future self, the self that I was becoming, the things that I was wanting to make happen, could be believed, could experience being witnessed, reflected back, could have energy and attention of two people on it. And that changed everything for me. So carving out space for who you're becoming next, the identity that you don't yet know, right? The self that has done things that current self doesn't yet know how to do. Has created, has overcome, has shifted things, has made decisions, right? Who is that? That self is a different identity. That self is identified with the circumstances that you created on purpose. That self is an identity that has a different filter for what is possible, that is focused on something else other than what your current life is, right? That has a different yes, no. That is filtering out different things and that has different rules for what that version of you is conforming to. So that identity and what and who you think you are is where that transformation starts to take place. There is so much more to you than the roles that you've been being and who you represent to the people in your life. The characteristics, the power dynamics, the societal ideologies, the past assumptions that people have had about you, right? The working models that you have learned to adapt to for what's real and who you are and what's consistent with your identity. That's not all of who you are. that is a flattened, stereotyped, off-the-shelf set of assumptions. It's not all of who you are. And so, yeah, where is it that you've identified with your environment, with the feedback that you get from other people? Where is it that you've kind of collected up these impressions of how people treat you into this idea of who you are and what's possible for you? And how do you feel about that idea? Does it feel good? Is it really how you want to feel about yourself? Does it express you fully? No. So we have to examine this. We have to become conscious of it, and we have to carve out a space for something else to start to take root that is not dictated by a past, by what people will think, by the ways that you may have been judging yourself for what you need, or the ways that you don't yet believe that things that you want are possible for you, the ways in which you might be scared of losing what felt hard to make happen, or what is a source of legitimacy or worth or material sustenance, and carve space for something else. How can you carve out a space in your environment so that somewhere in your life, the environment is reflecting who you are becoming? Not because your current self isn't enough, but because your current self is already enough. So what do you want? There are sides to you that you don't get to experience when you've been trying to fit in with what is, with what has been, with who people think you are. Those bold ideas, those insights, the visionary creative projects in you, the world-changing services, the ways of living, expressing, the lifestyles in you don't get to live out. So if you sense that, if you sense that there are things in you, more to you, more to life, and you're needing a ready-made environment for growing that, making that the reality that you're living and the self that you're becoming, I want to invite you to consider Unmasking Unschool. Doors are opening this September. I'm inviting in the next cohort. So get ready. Unmasking Unschool is weekly group coaching with me. It's the tools, these systems for how to transform your experience of your life, your reality, yourself. And it's the social context of other folks who are each in their own unique journeys. And yet those journeys provide you with tons of examples and context and evidence for your own journey and your own belief to know that, okay, this is possible for me too. This is what it looks like. And this is what it feels like when I have a space where that is the focus, where what I'm dreaming up and wanting to create and the unique path that I'm going to carve to get there is reflected, is seen, is held, is believed. And none of the explaining, none of the translating, none of the trying to be something I'm not is in your way. So this is coming. This will be available to you in a matter of weeks. If you think this might be something that could be of interest to you, make sure you're on my mailing list. Go to Solar Systems, S-O-L-A, systems.xyz, and get on my mailing list, and you'll be the first to know when doors open, and you'll be the first to get all of the information about what's inside, how you can join, and what the experience has been like for folks who have been through it. So I cannot wait for the new cohort that will be joining and for what you're going to create in your life when you do. All right, sibling, become aware of all of the things that you've normalized as just the way things are and just who you are, and see if you can get underneath that into sensing what could be.